T-Mobile.
Cut you loose again.
I was just going to say the same thing, David. I wondered how he escaped W2D.
I'm thoroughly and duly impressed. The riffraff of the air, the Dingo Twins, are on the air. Might as well make it the... Well, I was going to say the Three Stooges, but might as well make it the Three Musketeers. How you guys doing?
You were right with the Three Stooges.
Oh, who was that that jumped in there?
There you are.
Oh, my God. Well, now I can say it's the Three Stooges and not even include myself. What's up, guys?
You know, you could be replaced with a good-looking woman. You know that, don't you?
Baby.
I tell you what, this cold and damp just gets right to my joints, and I just about feel like, yeah, you go ahead and replace me.
I'm trying to get some stuff done on the computer, trying to get caught up on things, you know, but, and I had physical therapy today, so that took another part of my day. But anyway, David, what you up to?
Put my oboe down to Musical Innovations on Tanner Road, and I'm driving down Woodruff Road right now. I'm going to stop by the sports club and talk to one of the pros there and see what we're going to do about Wednesday, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to play or not.
You don't use Pecknell anymore? You don't use Pecknell Music anymore?
No, they've lost my business.
A typical Monday.
What you up to, Rich?
Oh, we got done rearranging the shack. We moved it from one part of the house to the other. Figured we'd take the third bedroom and turn it into our shack, because it's growing and growing and growing.
You do many field currents going there. Everything just keeps multiplying, huh?
That's what he gets for that, though.
Uh-huh. Out of control multiplication.
Oh, jealousy will get you nowhere.
I hear you, bud. Well, so how's your shack doing now? You've been making some pretty good DX?
A little DX in, a little clubbing. I know that didn't sound right, but we've been doing a little clubbing also. And we just got off with, got done with Ontario. I know it's not that far, but we talked to Canada. That's not bad.
I talked to Puerto Rico the other day, and I talked to Brazil again. That guy down in Bell, something or other, Bovega, I can't say it right. Anyhow, he's down in Brazil, and I'm going to try my best to try to get a hold of South Orkney if they'll come up out of the extra frequencies.
They're running contrary to your capabilities.
Just don't have my extra license yet. Yet. And I'm not going to go drifting off down into extra territory, because I'm not officially okie-dokied by the Uncle Sam yet. So, yeah, I wish they'd try to come up in general frequencies and, you know, open it up to some folks. So, anyhow, we'll see.
We'll be there before you know it there, Stephen.
Yeah, I hope so. Man, I tell you what, this wedding is about to get under my skin. Now they got me making large 8-foot circular hoops for the kids to stand behind for the ceremony.
I don't want to go to the general freeze, because most generals are such sloppy operators that they don't want to go up there.
Amen.
I'm extras about it. Some of the extras don't have any better manners than they do, but it's what their thought process is. That's why they don't do it.
And that's what I'm telling you, because that's the way they think.
And are you one of those extras?
I am an extra. I will never have an attitude like that. I do.
Hey, I don't want to hog the air.
I accuse of it myself, but I... Well, my license is... One time, I got a funny story about that, Cap. Well, that... Well, my license expired when someone broke in here and stole my Social Security number, license, a few things I didn't know expired. And I was on the air, and one guy goes, you need three things. I said, what's that? You need a call sign, you need a license to get on this frequency. I thought, I had what I thought. Then they checked with Terry, I didn't have my license. I was like, oh, no. Funny, I wasn't laughing at the time, though.
I deserve, I guess.
I think the good thing about amateur radio is, this is really, I'm going to say this sincerely, you know, I've talked to a lot of guys over the years, some crazy, some not, but I've learned a lot from a lot of guys, and I think the point of it is, you try to learn from people, and you know, the basics are what you got to remember, and as long as you can do that, and learning the basics is the most important thing, and that's what people forget.
What are you doing? I hadn't heard what you're up to.
In this rain, and I've just gone by the... I just went into the post office and dropped some stuff off, and now I've got to run down to the grocery store. My daughter's cooking dinner for us tonight. I'm going to have shrimp risotto with an asparagus, a baked asparagus something or other. So... I made a mistake and bought my daughter a really nice high-end set of cookware for Christmas, and I think she's trying to show me that she's putting it to good work. We're going to have frou-frou dinner tonight.
KB4CBA. Well, it sounds kind of yummy. I'm not sure what I'm going to have. I'm going to be at the doctor at 5 o'clock, so I guess I'll be eating after that.
Hey again.
The heel, my right heel, something's going on with it, I don't know. And, I've had plantar fasciitis before, and it's not that, so I don't know what it is.
You got to stop sliding on that clay with it so much.
Back windows.
But I've been wearing the wrong kind of shoes. I found that out. Well, I'm sitting here at the sports club. I'm gonna go in and I need to have.
Going to the grocery store, guys. So, Rusty, try to behave yourself out there. Try to stay dry. David, have fun with it today, bud. And, Rich, I just don't know what to say. Have a good one, bud. This is KN4VWA. Y'all clear.
Behave and stay out of trouble yourself, dear Steven. And, David, hope your foot feels better. W1RAR will be on the side.
Trying to boil some pasta without burning my fingers to death. I did the mistake of, I had a lid on a pot, steam was flying, I threw it in a pot and stirred it up, man, fingers got smoked. I heard I had that happen before, that's miserable. Come in here.